Today is Daf Dalet of Masechta Sukkah. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots, second line from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas Perel Bas Shlomo Zalman, Nishama Shadav and Aliyah. So the Gemara says like this. Before we start the Gemara, we have to see the Rash, Zarashi on the second line, second to the bottom line, and it says, Piskei Shmuos, Hein, the following Gemara is going to be different statements of different Gedolim, Shal Kol B'nei HaYeshiva, of the Yeshiva people, Shahayu Mibadrasha Shal Ravashi, that were in Ravashi's yeshiva, Shesidro HaGemara, when he was writing the Gemara, when he was formulating the Gemara, different Talmidim asked him different questions, different halachas, different issues, and he incorporated them into the Gemara because they're relevant to Masechta Sukkah. Number one, Haitha Gavoa Be'ezer Mama, if the Sukkah is taller than 20 Amos, Ubo Lamata, and you want to make the Sukkah shorter, but you're not going to lower the Sukkah because you don't know how to do that. You can't like chop off. What do you do? How do you make the sukkah lower? So what do? You make it smaller by bikarm uksasos. You put on the floor of the sukkah pillows and different kind of linen, and it'll raise the floor. And therefore you'll have less than 20 amos, right? Says the Gemara, lo havi miyat. That doesn't help. Right? Rashi says, she'ain sofu lahaniach sham kol zayin. You're not going to leave them there for 7 days. Mibnei hashesed mamono. It's a waste of money. No one's going to do that. You don't put bedding. That's not how you put bedding on the floor and raise it to the floor. That's not how you do it. You don't put concrete. You put earth.
That's not more money.
No, because the point is that you have to have a sukkah. So that you're not going to let you leave there. Hey, like Gemara says.
That's
a moment. Afal gaf debat linhu lekulu. Even though you said, I'm a vatalit. But l'day to etzel kol adam. Yeah, that's weird. It's unusual. And being mevatel something that no one else is mevatel, your das is batel to the das of the rov, and therefore it doesn't work. However, tevin ubitlu, straw that you're mevatel, havi miyut, that does work. It does work. If you mevatel the tevin, it works. Rashi says two words, bipiv, you have to say it with your mouth, and l'shiva, for 7 days. After 7 days, then I can take the straw back. Others say, you don't have to say b'peh. You have to say it, you have to verbalize it. And it has to be forever. It has to, you know, I'm totally without all this straw. What happens after Sukkot? We'll deal with it next week.
Didn't Rashi say by Pesachim, b'tel b'leim, is what you say the first
time? Here, this is not b'tel, right here it says b'peh, l'shiva, second line, you see? V'kol shkein, and for sure, afar u'batal. And for sure, earth is free. Earth, that you are mevatel. Offer.
You have to be mevatel.
What? How do you mevatel it?
Why? You're not being mevatel the rest of your sukkah.
No, because you're putting it here special just to raise it. So it has to be here for the duration of sukkahs. That's why. So I'm a construction worker. So I need it for my job. I'll put it here for today, for the first day of sukkahs, then I'll move it. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because then it's not. Then the whole thing is not a sukkah. Because the sukkah has to be a 7-day sukkah. Not for 2 days it'll be good. Then it has to be a 7-day sukkah. Otherwise, it's not a sukkah. So you have to do it like this. Okay? Ask the Me'iri, unbelievable question. Think about this question. We have a din, a rule, called Tase Velo Min Ha'asui. Which means the sukkah has to be made, and it can't be like made in a roundabout way. Right? Like the classic case of a sukkah is a Tase Velo Min Ha'asui. You have a haystack. And you're going to carve out and sit in there. And it's a good chach. You can't do that. Why? The sukkah wasn't made. See, here, I have a sukkah. That's no good. I throw in some earth. And I made it into a good sukkah. Why isn't that a problem of tasev alom and ha'asui?
Why? You're actually doing something proactive. You're putting the dirt down.
Why? Huh?
The bittul is what they're saying.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Because one is in the essence of the building itself.
Mm-hmm.
And one is getting is everything else besides that.
Right. So what you mean to say is... Right.
It's a normal way of building.
No. What he means to say is, tasev alom and ha'osui is only a problem if you do that with the schach. You mess around with the schach, then it's tasev alom and ha'osui, but not anything else. You hear? That's the issue. I have a schach, and then I carve out, that's Tassel Amunasri. But just to raise the wall, that's what you meant to say.
Something like that.
Yeah. Right? Makes sense.
But then, anytime you take apart, if you're inside a roof then, and you take apart the roof and you mix up to make it into the schach again, then why wouldn't that be?
Because you're making the roof, you're making the schach.
Because you're doing it.
Right. Right.
Same thing.
Same exact thing. Anyway, tevin, straw, the ain't usid lefinoso, but you don't plan on moving it away, or offer stam, or offer stam, you didn't say anything, you just threw it there. You're not such a lamdin, your wife told you, imagine the sukkah, it's too big, go fix it. All right, I'll throw some dirt there, what do I know? That, machlokas, Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan, it's a machlokas. Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Ahalos that says like this. Now there's a halacha when it comes to Tumah. If Tumah, so with something called an Ohel, right? So Tumah can go over a roof. There's a dead body in this room, and you're on the roof of this room, you could become Tameh. Why? Because the Tumah shoots through the roof. How does that happen? That only happens if there's no space between the body and the roof. So like in Israel, if they bury somebody in the ground without a coffin, so there's a dead body in the ground, then they fill it up with earth, the tumah goes up to the rakia, up to the shemayim. If there's an airspace of a tefach, like in a coffin, the tumah stops. Okay, that's the halacha. Why that is, I don't know. That's the halacha. Okay? So, titnan. Bayis shemiluhu tevin otsroros. If you have bodies in a room, and you fill up the room with tevin or pebbles or things like that, ubitlo, and you mevatel it, mevutel, then it becomes batel, and therefore the tumah will shoot up through the roof, because there's no airspace in the house, because the body's in there and you filled everything up. Bitlo in, low, bitlo, low. You have to actually say, you have to mevatel it. Yeah, I'm not coming back to this house. There's some dead body in here, never coming back, I'm filling it up with earth, and goodbye. If you do that, then it's taka bitl. Otherwise, if you don't do that, it's not potel. Right? So you see from here, that tsroros and afar is not batel until you say so preferish. V'tani Allah, and about this halacha, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, tevin straw, the ain osid lefnoso, that you have no intention of removing, hareyuka afar stam, it's like regular dirt, ubatel, it becomes batel. If I take dirt and I throw it over there, what, I'm going to use the dirt later? Stam dirt, I'm not retrieving that dirt. And says Rabbi Yossi, tevin, that I have no intention of removing, is the same halacha. Afar, but dirt, the asid lifno, so, that I do intend to use somewhere else, for whatever reason, hareo kistam tevin, it's like straw, velo batel, and it's not batel. So just like they argue by Tuma, the same machlokas would be by Sukkah. Okay, that's one halacha, finished. Next. Haya gavo me esrim...
If you mevatel, then sure, it's not a problem. The
question is, if you do stop. Exactly. Haya gavo me esrim ama. If it's taller than 20 amos, v'hutzin yordin besoch ama, and the branches, the leaves, are dangling down below 20 amos. So from the floor to ceiling, it's really 20 amos, more than 20. But the hutzin, the whatever you have there, whatever you have for schach, leaves and branches, they're lower than 20 amos. Right? So, is that good? So is the sukkah l'maisa lower than 20? Well, im tzalasa merubah mechamasa, if there's more shade than sun, kshera, it's good. V'yom lav, psula. Right? So what do you see from here? It doesn't go from floor to the top of the schach. It goes from the floor to the bottom of the schach. If you have 3-4 inches thick schach, and those 3-4 inches are going to bring you under the 20, over the 20, that's good. That's fine. As you see from here, which is not such a crazy halacha. It makes sense.
I had a customer that used to, his schach was like
right.
2 feet thick.
Right, you can have it. Right, so it can make a difference. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Ha'isa gavoa yud tvachim. What if not the other way around? You have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim tall, which is the minimum, you can't have less than that. Now, v'hutzin yordin l'toch yod. And the hutzin are make it less than 10. Because they've stayed there, it's 2 feet of of schach, right? 2 feet thick. The actual floor to ceiling is 10 tefachim. Savra Rabbi Lemaimar, im chamasan mu mitzlasan kshera. If you have more shade than sun, if you have more sunlight than shade, it's kosher. Because it will ignore that hutzim. And therefore, you're sitting in a good sukkah.
So you can play it both ways?
Yeah. Amalei Rafa, no. Hadira smuchihi. It's a dira smuchi. It's a foul. Ve'ein adam dor b'dira smucha. Nobody lives in a place like that. It's not a normal thing to do. You're right. I might agree, says Rav, in theory, that you can play both ways. I might agree with that. And if the dangling part is the minority, maybe it's good, but it's still not good. For a different reason. It's a dira smucha. It's a foul house. Nobody lives in a place like that. It's too small. What?
Foul?
Yeah, it's foul. That's what tzrucha means. Tzrucha doesn't mean it's like not livable, not inhabitable. Because it's a sukkah word. Comes up in sukkah. But okay, next one. If the sukkah is more than 20 amos tall, ubana lo itztaba, and he builds a platform. But he doesn't build a platform on the entire floor of the sukkah. He doesn't do that. Kineged dofe. Rather, the sukkah is, what he does is, he builds a sukkah, a platform like this, going from here to here. In the picture you see, from here to here. So, I raise the sukkah a requisite amount, but not the whole sukkah.
So you're building a stage in a room.
I built a stage in the room, exactly. But the stage doesn't cover the whole floor of the sukkah. It only covers the back half, and it's touching all three walls. That's the case. The picture of it in the Gemara. See that picture. Right? So is that good?
The stage
is tall enough.
Is the sukkah the size of the stage, Zion by Zion?
No. The stage part, Zion by Zion.
Why you sit on that part?
What?
Can you sit on that stage?
Yes. Can you sit on that part? Can you sit not on the stage? So listen to this. So, it's Gavol B'Esher Mama. It's 20 amas tall. He built a stage. Kineged Dofen Hamsoi. Along the middle wall. Al Pnei Kula. Goes from one end to the other end. You have a full stage. V'yesh Bo Hechsher Sukkah. And that's a kosher sukkah in itself. Kshera, it's kosher. And Rashi says, even the non-stage part is kosher. What? Right. Even the non-stage part is kosher. Rashi has a long Rashi here. Why that's true. And basically he says, because then the rest of the sukkah is something called Yotze Sukkah, and there's halacha daf something later, somewhere, that Yotze Sukkah is the status of a sukkah. If you have a valid sukkah, and it extends a little bit to an invalid sukkah, it's complicated, but Rashi is good. The rest of the sukkah would also be good. Fine. Uminatzad. What if you made the sukkah? What if you made the platform on just one side? Just one side. In other words, like this. Here's the sukkah, and the platform's here. So it's out of the center, so I have only platform here. It's only two walls. Before it was three walls, the platform. Now it's only two walls. This wall and this wall. I only have two walls sukkah now. The platform only touches two walls. You see? See the picture like this. You see it? It only touches two walls. So is that good? Where am I? Minatad, so they only have two walls. So im yesh misvas itztabo lakosel dalet amos psula. If from the end of the stage to the next wall, to wall number three, is more than four amos, your sukkah is pasul. Do you understand the case? Pachos mi'arba amos kshera. If it's less than four amos, your sukkah is kosher. What's four amos? Ma'ika mashmalon. Damrinon dofen akuma. That we say something called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma is a rule that we will extend the wall up to four amos. Four amos. So if the platform, the stage, is less than four amos to the wall, we will pretend that the wall is touching the platform.
It bends
the wall. Akuma means bent. It's pure pretending. It's pure imagination. Halacha l'moshe mishina, we can do such a thing. If it's more than four amos away, it's too far to bend. I'm only sitting in a two-walled sukkah. That's not a good sukkah. Everyone got the case? You got the case, Yossi?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the case again?
Why does this have nothing to do with what he said originally? I mean, this obviously seems to be a riot against the one who said that the problem is that you don't look up. You don't notice. Because if you're sitting there, no matter what, you should notice what's... You should notice that the roof is the sky, right? That was the original we saw tomorrow. That's
yes.
That's a riot against it.
Yes.
That's theory.
Yes. As a matter of fact... the Meiri asks your question, and he says that if the sukkah is taller than 20 amos, and you put in dirt, you didn't change that problem. Well, your question.
I mean, yes, he did.
What?
You could change the problem you because you're standing on. If you're sitting on top of it,
I'm sorry. The Meiri asks a different question. If you hold that the sukkah has to be more than, if the reason why it has to be more than 20 amos is because it's diras arai.
Right.
And you put in dirt, how does it change that? And he says, you're right, it can't go according to that shita. That's right. So then he gets the second answer, well, maybe because if you built up the walls, or if you put dirt, so you firmed up the walls, it's still the diras arai. That's it. They both, either can't go like him, or, oh, it can go like him, but you firmed it up, so it's good now.
Which wall are you bending over?
Now, 1 second. So you're saying that it's
if we said that the size of the sukkah has to do with whether or not you notice, you look up.
Right.
So, according to Rashi, either way, if you're on the side, no matter what, if you're on the side that it should be a riot. If you're on the side that's higher,
yeah,
then that's a riot for it. But according to Rashi, you said
you could be on the floor.
The whole thing that is good. No, why would you notice?
Once again, the height thing is not because of. Seeing
that
in the sukkah.
No. He's seeing the sukkah. You don't realize you're in a sukkah. It's so tall.
That's not his answer originally. The original answer is because the walls are too strong. Right. It makes it from Deir's right to Deir's
right. No. That was one shot. There was another shot.
He said there was one man's armor who said
that the problem is... It could be it won't go according to him. It could be it won't go according to him.
A dozen different reasons on the same thing.
Right. It could be it won't go according to him. See, here's it. You have a three-walled sukkah.
Right.
And you build a... And it's more than 20 amas tall. You build a platform, but the platform only touches two of the walls. You see the picture? So what do you do? Well, there's a rule called Dofen Akuma, which means if the wall, the third wall, is less than 4 amos away, we'll pretend the wall's touching the platform. The wall bends. If the wall's more than 4 amos away, you don't have it.
The wall actually is bending.
The third wall.
This one.
Yeah.
The wall's not touching.
The wall that's right.
Right. The wall that's not touching.
Taking this wall. And it's bending it over the platform.
Right.
So it starts after the platform to the rest
exactly. of the Exactly. Exactly. So the Gemara wants to know, what are you telling me? That there has such a thing called Dofen Akuma? It's an old story. Why? Tanina, Bayis Shenivches, if you have a house with a hole in the center of the room, V'sichich al gabav, and you put Tzchach on top of it. Right? Imagine you put a skylight, and you put a roof, you put a skylight, open up the roof, put Tzchach on top of it. The problem is, that hole doesn't touch any walls. So what kind of sukkah is that? The answer is, Im yesh ba min hakosel sichach dal ramos psula. Yeah. If the hole on the roof is more than 4 amos away from any wall, it's not good. El pachas mikan kshera. But if it's less than 4 amos away, it's good.
Every time we build a sukkah, they hack us on us.
Really? Now, you have to make sure that you're sitting under the tzchach portion. Because the walls bend, he's still lemaisa. It'll help you reach that the schach and the walls are touching.
You can't sit under it.
It koshers the sukkah.
Right.
The sukkah is kosher, but you got to sit under the schach part. So we know that already. We know this already. So if people have it, they have skylights, and on sukkahs they open up the skylight, they put schach over it. And then make sure that the wall from the skylight to the wall has got to be less, so it's less, like 7 feet, right? So it's you can do it.
Yeah.
It's about 7 feet, right?
Yeah, but we do way less than that.
Way less than that. Mamachmas, 6 feet. So the Gemara says, no. Mal detema, I would have thought Hashem over there, hachazi l'dofen. It's valid for a wall. It's a regular wall. It's a wall in my house, right? I have a sunroom, so I carve out the ceiling. I put schach on top of it, and now it's 4 or 5 feet from the walls. That's good. All those walls are good walls. But over here, the wall's 25 amos tall. The lo chazi lo dofen. It's not even considered a wall. It's not a valid wall. It's 25 amos tall. I would have said, we're not going to see Dofan Akuma. Aim low. Kamash Malon. That 25th Amma wall, the other two, I got them to under 20 because they built a platform 6 Amma's tall. What about the other third wall? It's 25 Amma's tall. I'll still say Dofan Akuma. That's what the Chiddush is. Next case. Haisa Gavoa Mechaf Amma. If it's 20 Amma's tall, Ubona Itzteba Be'emti Yasa. Now you built a platform smack in the middle of the sukkah. Not touching any walls. Is that good? Well, where is this platform? It's in the right smack in the middle of the sukkah. What's the distance between the platform and the walls? If it's more than 4 amos away, you have a problem. If it's less than 4 amos away, go enjoy yourself. You can make a bracha. Fantastic. We just said that. We just said it. You can say Dofan Akuma.
Can we use it to extend 3 walls?
Oh, Mazatim, I would have thought Dofan Akuma Ruach Achas Amrinan. We'll say it for 1 wall. I will call Ruach for Ruach Lo. I can say for every wall. Kamashman, we'll say for every wall too. No problem. We'll say for every wall too. Right? And by the way, that's the same thing with the house. We say it for every wall. They want to tell me, but over there, they're real walls. I have a house.
So I asked that question when the first one I ever did is, how are you able to do this? Because technically, now it's a deer's camera.
Why?
It's your house.
I know, so it goes by the wall, but it goes by the schach. Right,
that's
right, right.
If you think about it, then why does a 20-foot wall make a difference?
Right, I know.
You're playing two sides of the same game.
Correct. Now, here we go. Next case. Now we're going the opposite way. The sukkah was less than 10 tefachim tall. So I have to now make the sukkah taller. I can do one of two things. I can get more lumber, graze the walls, put the sukkah, or I can dig down. So the Gemara is going to dig down because it's more hard. It's harder to do that, right? If the sukkah is less than 10 tefachim, and I dug down to make it 10 amos, more than 10 tefachim tall. Now, I didn't dig the entire length of the floor of the sukkah. I dug a hole in the middle. So it's a hole in the middle. In yesh misfas chakak lekosel gimel tefachim psula. If there's less than 3 tefachim of space between the end of the hole and the wall,
if it's more,
it's puzzle. Pachas mishlosh tefachim ksheira. But if it's less than that, it's kosher, right? In other words, I have a sukkah, it's less than 10. I dug down 4 or 5 amos, whatever, 2 or 3 amos in the sukkah, but I didn't do the whole length of the sukkah, because I'm lazy. So Dafyomi said, if it's less than 3 tefachim to the wall, it's good enough. Right? Again, says Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it here. Rashi says it later. Again, it's not an issue of Tasev Lomina Asui. I'm not meddling with the schach. I'm meddling with the floor. Right?
Why are you extending the walls 4 amas?
Maishna Hasam. How come over there, the Amar to do pochas mi arba amos? The rule was 4 amos. Umayshna hacha damar de pachas mishlosh tefachim. What? What's the difference? What's the difference? What? And the Gemara says, Hasam over there, the issi ladofen pachas me'arba amos sagia. Over there, the issi ladofen pachas me'arba amos sagi. Over there, the hacha, but over here, l'shvuye dofen pachas mishlosh tefachim in ilolo. Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is, I already had a wall. It was already a valid wall. It was a valid wall. Just what? Just, it was too far away from my platform. So for that...
You didn't have a kosher wall, you had 25...
Look at Rashi. Hasam, de'ika shem dofen alav. Doesn't matter how tall it was. The point is, it's a wall. De'kal dofen, she'eno pachos miyud shmo dofen. As long as it's more than 10 tefachim tall, it's called a wall. It was too tall, so what? It's called a wall. Vafilu gavoa ad l'rakia. Even if it's 1,000,000 amos tall, it's called a wall. Hilkach, therefore, ad arba amos chaser mashahu. as long as it's a drop less than 4 amos away, Admirei Rachmana Lamoshe, Hashem told Moshe, Dofen Akuma. It's such a thing called Dofen Akuma. Hacha, but over here, Pachos Miyud Ein Shein Dofen Alav. It's not a wall. It's only 9 tvachim tall. It doesn't have the din of a wall. How can you say Dofen Akuma on something that's not a Dofen? Has to be a Dofen first. Then I can say Dofen Akuma. El Hashto Hu Debi'in L'Shavi. I want to make it into a Dofen. I want to make it into a wall. How am I doing that? Well, I'm gonna dig down. So we have a rule. Hilkach, b'mash eino dofen, what's not a wall, will agbe rachmana. Torah never taught that. There's no dofen akuma on a not if it's not a dofen. To ha dofen akuma agbere, v'hai lav dofenu. It's not a dofen. Rashi said it 3 times.
Is there such a thing as love?
Yeah, hilkach, therefore, pachos mi gimel tvachim, if it's less than 3 tvachim away from the hole, b'chol duchti lovenu. Shopper dummy. It's loved. V'lo lo. And if not, it's more than 3 tvachim, we're not going to say loved. So therefore, I have a sukkah. It's two. I dig a hole in the middle. Not a hole. It's like a square hole. If the edge of the square is less than 3 tvachim away from the wall, we'll just say it's fine. It's good enough. And therefore, the sukkah has now 4 walls of less than 10 tvachim. Of more than 10 tvachim. And it's good. And we walk into the sukkah. You take a step down. It's fine. Exactly. So since you're creating a wall, we can't be 4 hours away. You didn't have the wall yet. Makes sense. Okay.
My question is: do we say we have a concept of love, right?
Right.
You put the strap around, or it attaches the wall to the ground.
Right. We have some of everything. You have schach, but you have to cover every inch of the. No, you don't have to. At the end of the sukkah, even in the middle, a little space, a gap.
So
it's okay.
Your wall is under 10 tvachim.
Your walls under 10 tvachim, yeah.
Love would still work.
What do you mean, love? To do what? What are you doing?
Extend the floor to the... Well, there's no such thing since the whole 10 tvachim is since it's not a wall anyway.
What are you extending? What do you want to extend? I don't understand.
There's a gap between the wall and the
top. Correct.
We're going to get to that in a minute. There's a gap between the wall. How tall is the wall?
That extends the
wall. The wall is not 9 tvachim.
It's 9 tvachim?
It's not.
It's less than 9 tvachim.
It's less than 10 tvachim.
It's less than 10 tvachim. And then you have,
but you had a space between the.
That's fine. If it's less than 10, if the space is less than 3 tvachim, it'll extend it. That's right.
That's what
I've been. Yeah.
What's the difference between love and dovra kum? Is extending a wall?
Dovra kum is 4 amos. Love is 3 tvachim. It's a big difference.
Right, but if you have a regular sukkah with less than 4 amos, the whole thing is less than 4 amos wide. But the schach is more than 3 tvachim. Would that be okay? Like you apply love for the schach.
Yes.
But would you apply Dofer Akuma?
Yes.
You would.
That's what a skylight is.
Right, I'm saying. But you don't. We would say love it by Schach. What we say love by the difference.
It's not love it, it's Dofer Akuma.
No, the gap between the Schach.
The gap between the Schach and what?
Each other.
Both sides. Is there a gap in the Schach? We say, almost less than 3 tvachim, it's one Schach.
Correct.
Well, let's say there's a gap of more than 3 tvachim, but the whole Sukkah is less than 4 hours. Why can't we say Dofer Akuma?
I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay.
The amount.
Gavor me'esh ramamo. If it was the sukkah was taller than 20 amos, ubana ba amud, and you put a platform in the middle of the sukkah, shugavoa asar tvachim, it's more than 4 tvachim tall. V'yesh ba hechsher sukkah, and the platform itself could become a sukkah. Savra by Lameimar, good asik mechitzta. We're going to say good asik, and what does good asik mean? Good asik means what's the case is I have a sukkah 50 amos tall. No, 50 is too tall. 25 amos tall. I get a 6 ama block of stone. I put it into the sukkah, and I'll sit on top of that with a staircase, and I'll sit on top of that. And I'm less than 20 amos away from the schach. The problem is, the sukkah doesn't have any walls. Not have any walls. Because it's not Dofen Akuma, but I'm sitting on this platform. I don't have any walls. Till now, you see what's going on? I don't have any walls. So there's a concept called good asik, which means, there's a great picture of it, in that thing that you sent, the walls of the block extend up. And therefore, I'm sitting in a place of 4 walls. That's what good achas means. Right?
No, good
asik. Good asik, I'm sorry. Yeah. One goes up, one goes down.
Yeah.
Safra Abaye Lameimar, good asik mechitza. Good asik, makes it work. Amalei Rava. Be'inan mechitza sanikar v'sveleka. In order for good asik to work, we need real walls. You need walls. You don't need walls here at all. Good asik will extend them taller than I need them to be. You have to have walls though.
Walls are a platform.
What? Good asik and good achas also
have. Those aren't walls. There is no platform.
There is. You're putting it on a platform.
So where's the walls?
Of that thing.
I'm on top of it. I'm sitting on top of the platform. There's no walls.
What's it? But don't they also have a shear?
What?
Good asik and good achas also have a shear.
No.
No, they go to the rakia. But you need walls. I don't need walls. You need something. And therefore it's no good. See ya. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to talk about this issue. Not abra kandesin. You take four poles. You make four poles like a chuppah. Vesichich al gabon. Put tzchach on top of the four walls. On top of four walls. It's four posts. Four poles. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, Chacham Poslin. Rabbi Yaakov says no problem. Chacham says it's puzzle. Omer le Ravuna, machlokas al sas agag. The issue is on the end of a roof, where the four poles, you put one pole here, here, there, and there, at each end of the roof. Why? Rabbi Yaakov Savri, I'm reading good asik mechitza. Say good asik now. For Rabbanan Savri, lo I'm reading good asik mechitza. Avol be'emta hagag, but in the middle of the roof, where there's no walls at all, divya kol psula. Exactly, you need an edge. No, but
you're extending the bottom wall. So.
Exactly. So why won't we do that on the post?
On the platform.
Why won't we do that? 1 second. So Rav Nachman Amar be'emta agag machlokas, in the middle of the post is machlokas. See, boilu be'emta agag machlokas avol sasagag divya kol kshera. And this, in the emta agag it's machlokas. What if the posts are flush with the walls at the end? Odilma bein bezu machlokas. Maybe it's a machlokas all around. And the answer is teku. Okay? The answer is teku.
We just had a machlokas. Now I was
saying teku. We don't have an answer.
Because here we don't have an answer.
1 second. Who?
No, we don't even know if there's a machlokas. What's the teku on? We don't know if there's a machlokas. Teku is considered a meter. No, we don't know the answer to the machlokas.
That's right. We don't have an answer to this issue.
It's all stuff we have like Hilchos Shabbos.
Now, Rav Huna said that the machlokas, the whole machlokas is only when the posts are on the edge of the roof. If they're in the middle, there's no machlokas. That's what Rav Huna said. It's keep from the names. Rav Huna said the machlokas is al sas agag. Okay. Meisvei, 1 second. We have a braisa that says, Noat dalat kundesin ba'aretz, if you put four posts on the ground, which is no different than in the middle of a roof. Put four posts on the ground, v'sichich al gavon, put tzchach on top of that, Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, v'chom poslan. Rabbi Yaakov says it's good, and the Chacham say it's no good. There's no difference between the ground and the middle of a roof. Rabbi Yaakov says it's good. And Tiyufta Ravuna. Ravuna can't be right. Right? Ravuna said that if it's in the middle of a roof, everyone holds it's no good. Everybody said it says, Rabbi Yaakov said it is good. Tiyufta, you're right. Ravuna said it's incorrect.
What do you extend
it? Exactly, that's why he's incorrect. That's why it's no good. What did Rabbi Yaakov say? It's good. I don't know. He says it's good. Va'od b'emzu depligi avol sasagag divya kol kshera. In the middle of the roof, it's an argument, but on the end of it, everyone holds good. Lamentiv to yofta the Ravuna betarti. Let's say Ravuna's disproved again, because he said in that case everyone holds it's good. Amalach Ravuna pligi b'emzu hagag. No, they argue in the case of the emzu hagag. V'hu adin al sasagag, and they also argue on the edge of the roof. Why didn't they say that? V'ha'ad ha'pligi be'em ta'agag. The reason why they only argued about the middle of the roof is l'dicha kochad Rabbi Yaakov. That even there it's good. If there it's good, in the middle of the floor, where there's no walls whatsoever, it's good, then for sure, if the poles are flush with the ends of the roof, it'll for sure be good according to him. For sure. Right? At least you have the walls of the house. Da'filu be'em ta'agag, nami machshir. Even the em ta'agag, he says it's good. Now, similar idea. Tana Rabbanan. Noat arba kandesin. If you take four poles, but all right, to put them in the ground, and he puts chach on top of them. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Rowan, kol she'ilu yichakaku. If you would take this pole, which is circular, it's a cylinder pole, and you would make it into a yumdin. If you make it into a L-shaped pole, You take it round and you cut it to make it L-shaped. V'yachloku, but v'yachloku, you cut it up to make it L-shaped. V'yesh ben tefach l'chan v'tefach l'chan. And each, now each part of the L is now at least one tefach. Nidona mishum diyumid. That is the status of a diyumid. It's like a wall almost. You make an L, so you have two parts of a wall. V'yimlav eini do mishum diyumid. And if it's less than that, it doesn't work. You're not going to get two walls. Shai Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov said, diyumid sukkah tefach. All you need for a sukkah is four L-shaped poles, and each one of those L-shaped is one tefach by one tefach.
Why does it have to start off with the case being it was a round pole? Why not just say you have an L-shaped pole?
Because they didn't make L-shaped poles. They only made round poles in those days. So you have to see, is it big enough that if it would be L-shaped, there would be one tefach by one tefach. That's why.
It's easier to say if you start with a pole, an L, we know what the halacha is on the L. You know the size. So L is automatically good. The round, we don't know what it is. Is it inside, outside? How do you square it off? Do you add to it?
Shai Rabbi Yaakov Omer, diyum de sukkah, tefach. He holds it. That's all you need for a sukkah. No such thing at all. What kind of halach is that? So you don't have any walls in that sukkah. We have, no, the chum says, no, it has to be two full walls, and the third wall already we can hack with the tefach.
You can't have all walls, only the tefach.
You can't have just poles. You can't have poles. It's not a sukkah. Each pole's a tefach, so what? Rabbi Yaakov had a sheet that said it was good. All right.
Well, we know why he has a sheet that said it's good.
Right.
Because it worked by Arabic.
Exactly. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.